Takes a heap of living in a house to make it home, a heap of sun and shadow.
From the land of the sky, blue water,
The makers of Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter present Edgar A. Guest with Eddie Howard. A bit of music, a bit of verse, a bit of common sense to make your next 15 minutes a bit brighter.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
I was a wood chopper in my boyhood days, a sort of caddy to a wood stove. Every improvement, of course, takes away a trouble, but it also takes a joy with it. Times are easier and better in the city. I imagine nowadays very few people in city life use wood in the kitchen stove. Most of them gone to gas or electricity. Something has disappeared, though. I do not quarrel with the gas. Our modern range is fine. The ancient stove was doomed to pass from time's grim firing line, yet now and then there comes to me the thought of dinners good and pies and cakes that used to be when mother cooked with wood. The axe has vanished from the yard. The chopping block is gone. There is no pile of cordwood hard for boys to work upon. There is no box that must be filled each morning to the hood. Time in its ruthlessness has willed the passing of the wood. And yet those days were fragrant days and spicy days and rare. The kitchen knew a cheerful blaze and friendliness was there. And every appetite was keen for breakfasts that were good. When I had scarcely turned 13 and mother cooked with wood. I never thought I'd wish to see that pile of wood again. Back then it only seemed to me a source of care and pain. But now I'd gladly give my all to stand where once I stood if those rare days I could recall when mother cooked with wood.
Tie me to your apron strings again. I know there's room for me upon your knee. Bring back all those happy hours when you kissed my tears away from day to day. I thought that I was right, but I was wrong. Please take me back tonight where I belong. Sing a cradle song to me and then won't you tie me to your apron string.
Benny?
Yes, Mr. Guest?
You ever work on a farm?
Why, during my summer vacations I used to.
I can't imagine that. You were 40 minutes late getting to work this morning.
Oh, now, Mr. Guest, that isn't fair, telling everybody about that. The alarm clock didn't go off, and besides, I had to change a tire and then stop at the grocer's to order some Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter for the missus. And at that, I was only 15 minutes late.
40.
I thought I did pretty well.
And maybe you did, too. And I was just wondering what every one of those 100,000 Land O'Lakes farmers would say to all those excuses. You know, they have to be up at break of day to do the milking, get the cream to the nearest dairy while it is still sweet. And they do that day after day, and on time to the minute, too. That's why Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter is the best in the world. I'm through with Vinny. Every once in a while, I hear some old gray-bearded, solemn-faced fella growling because things aren't right in the world, not the way he'd have them, not the way they ought to be. And I always turn back on the thought that the test of men and of women, too, is how do they brave out and face the difficulties and the trials of life. I might wish this world were better. I might sit around and sigh for a water that is wetter and a bluer sort of sky. There are times I think the weather could be much improved upon, but when taken altogether, it's a good old world we're on. I might tell how I would make it. But when I have had my say, it is still my job to take it as it is, from day to day. I might wish that men were kinder and less eager after gold. I might wish that they were blinder to the faults they now behold. And I'd try to make them gentle and more tolerant in strife and a bit more sentimental o'er the finer things of life. But I am not here to make them or to work in human clay. It is just my job to take them as they are, from day to day. Here's a world that suffers sorrow. Here are bitterness and pain, and the joy we plan tomorrow may be ruined by the rain. Here are hate and greed and badness. Here are love and friendship, too. But the most of it is gladness when at last we've run it through. Could we only understand it as we shall, some distant day, we should see that he who planned it knew our needs along the way.
I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air. They fly so high, they nearly reach the sky, then like my dream, they fade and die. Fortune's always hiding, I look everywhere, for I'm forever blown. Wind bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
Ladies, did you ever stop to think how many foods in your weekly grocery order are used with butter before they're finally consumed? There's bread, of course. Eggs, flour, sugar, vegetables, meats and soups, and, well, that's a lot of groceries to expose to a bad influence, isn't it? Now, what do I mean by that? Just this. The butter you use with those foods can mean the difference between a zestful, appetizing meal and one that doesn't taste, well, one that doesn't taste quite so good. Oh, yes, good butter is mighty important to any meal. And by good butter, I mean butter churned from fresh, sweet cream, like Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. You see, much of the butter sold is churned from sour cream, but not Land O'Lakes. Not one drop of sour cream is ever used. Only fresh, sweet cream, rigidly tested for freshness, sweetness, purity, and flavor. Now, this is especially important during these hot weather days. Butter is so perishable, and if you use Land O'Lakes, as the butter melts, you don't get any sharp, strong taste, only the flavor of sweet cream, lightly salted to give it extra flavor. Try it. Season those fresh-cooked carrots with Land O'Lakes. Notice how it brings out the garden-fresh flavor. Try it on piping hot toast at breakfast time. Ah-ha-ha, there's where you can tell the difference. That toast will be oh so much better tasting. Yes, ma'am, Land O'Lakes is finest quality butter. So next time, ask your grocer for Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. Once you try it, you'll never use any other.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot, and days of old anxiety, for all that anxiety, my dear, for all that anxiety, we'll take a cup of kindness for the sake of all anxiety.
Howard, that's the other song I'm permitted to join in. The other one is My Country 'Tis of Thee. And then when they sing Auld Lang Syne, they let me sing too. But I'm barred from all things else. I never see a scoutmaster without personally wanting to go to him and thank him for his devoted contribution to the boyhood of today and the manhood of tomorrow. 5 years of his life he gives to those boys that they shall learn the ways of manhood. This is my tribute to him. There isn't any pay for you. You serve without reward. The boys who tramped the fields with you but little could afford, and yet your pay is richer far than men who toil for gold, for in a dozen different ways your service shall be told. You'll read it in the faces of a troop of growing boys. You'll read it in the pleasure of a dozen manly joys, and down the distant future. You will surely read it then emblazoned through the service of a band of loyal men. 5 years of willing labor and of brothering a troop. 5 years of trudging highways with the Indian cry and whoop. 5 years of campfires burning, not alone for pleasure's sake, but that future generation which these boys are soon to make. They have no gold to give you, but when age comes on to you, they'll give you back the splendid deeds you taught them how to do. They'll give you rich contentment and a thrill of honest pride, and you'll see your nation prosper, and you'll all be satisfied.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
You have been listening to the poems of Edgar A. Guest and the songs of Eddie Howard. And remember, for extra freshness, extra flavor, buy Land O'Lakes, the world's largest selling sweet cream butter. Your grocer has it for you. This is Vincent Pelletier speaking.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
Did you ever notice the difference between love and hate? The difference twixt love and hate is clear to every eye. Hate never sets your collar straight or fusses with your tie.